buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
You're going to love this letter, Steve. Subject, I'm a star, but my friends say I suck. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 49 years old, but I look 30. Praise the Lord. I'm an entertainer by nature. I love life and I celebrate it every day. I'm high energy and always the life of the party wherever I go. Recently, I started an Instagram account to showcase my talent, and I have a few hundred followers that like my work. I learned from you, Steve, that it's never too late to pursue your dreams. So here's my issue.
Well, hold up.
She put your name in it. It's never too late.
Damn letter.
So here's my issue. My so-called friends told me that I'm not as good as I think I am. And when they come to my shows, it's just for a good laugh. They told me that they have been laughing at me and not with me for the longest time. But they didn't have the heart to tell me. Can you imagine how I felt? I was down and felt defeated at first, but then I said, screw them. I miss hanging out with my friends, but I know in my soul that I'm bound for greatness. What should I do now? I need support and positive input, not a bunch of haters laughing at me. Where do I go from here? Should I stay on track and pursue my passion or listen to my hating friend? I want to leave my job and pursue this full time, so please help me. I don't want to make a big mistake. Well, this entire letter, you didn't say what your talent is. You didn't say if you were a singer, dancer, actress, comedian, etc. You didn't say. I'm guessing possibly a comedian since you say they're laughing at you and not with you. I knew you were going to say that, Steve. She could be a singer, though. I'm sure when they told you that, yes, of course you felt defeated, not to mention hurt. And you are right. It's never too late to pursue your dreams. You shouldn't give up on your dreams. Many talented people say, you know, they got their starts later in life. And maybe your friends are hating. You don't know. So what I say to you is you need to get in front of some professionals who can really tell you, you know, if you have some talent or not. And you can, you know, then decide if it's something you want to pursue. But please, Lord, please do not quit your job before you get a professional opinion, okay? Because I hate to say it, but what if your friends are right and then you quit your job, okay? Don't do that, all right? Just get in front of some professionals. You know, if you have some tapes, if you have some videos and stuff, send them around to see what they think. Some real people, all right, who are in the business.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, you ain't got to do none of that, lady. Here the professional opinion is right here. Let's just go and get this. Cut the music off.
I want to
make sure she hear me clear this up. Let me show you line by line how this is not good. I'm 49 years old, but I look 30. To who? I'm 49 years old, but I look 30. To who? Next line, praise the Lord. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
I'm an entertainer by nature. The hell do that mean?
Right.
By nature.
I'm an entertainer by nature. I'm assuming nature is an offshoot of the word natural. Meaning I'm an entertainer naturally. Now, let me explain something to you. When you're naturally an entertainer, it don't mean you good at it.
Right.
Your ass just like to fool around and clown. And then here you come. Just what I thought. I love life. I celebrate it every day. I'm high energy. I'm always the life of the party wherever I go. Okay. You know how many people is that? Ain't making a damn dollar at it. You ready for your next one? I started an Instagram account to showcase my talent. I have a few hundred followers that like my work. Excuse me. I don't know how long you've been doing this. But a few hundred is like 300 people that like your work. There's people that sit on Instagram all day and hit that little heart, say they like something. Now, it's a lot of people that ain't got no talent that's on Instagram liking people, other people that ain't got talent, baby. That don't mean nothing. Has any of them asked you, can they buy your music or anything? She a singer, Shirley. Mm-hmm. She a singer and a bad one. But she a bad one, though, because she stopped singing and just started explaining stuff to people. Then jumped right back in the song. She like a musical.
Yeah. Like a movie?
Yeah, she like a musical.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. She'll be talking, you know what? And then it came to me. I've been looking for love, and I found it in you. That's what I did, girl. I found love in that. Okay. Then this is where the letter takes an ugly turn. I learned from you, Steve. See, I don't like getting drug into this type of mess right here because I ain't seen you. So if you is 49, I ain't definitely ain't told you you look 30. I am an entertainer for real, not by nature. It's what I do. My Instagram ain't got 200-300 people on here liking my work. I don't know, lady. This ain't looking good. So here's my issue. My so-called friends told me I'm not as good as I think I am. And when they come to my shows, it's just for a good laugh.
Come on.
They told me they've been laughing at me and not with me for
that's
the longest
so sad.
Time.
I mean,
that's so sad.
But they done had a heart to tell me. Well, they just told you. Hell, and now I'm here to tell you, too. Shirley, talking about a professional opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to you right after we get
there. All right. She asked for it. She needs that. All right, look, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up. Come on, let's recap today's
here
letter.
Recap, Shirley.
I'm a star, but my friends
here's somebody say think they molding their head. I'm a star, but my friends say I suck.
That's cold.
Now,
that's so
if
cold.
This all this is a contradictory. See this letter goes downhill. I'm 49, but I look 30. Mm-hmm. Right there. She been in the mirror a lot. I'm an entertainer by nature.
Nature.
I got a few hundred followers that like my work. You 49. You got 300 people. You 49. You ain't got but 300 people. You 49. See, Tommy fill up comedy clubs, venues, sell out all over the country, kill selling out shows. These dudes is famous. You can't go no damn well and fill up a room.
Now, see, you're doing her like her friend.
No, she need a professional opinion. See, you can't go nowhere. Ain't nobody bought now ticket to see you. The fact that you won't tell us what you do is a sign that you must not do it well. Okay. I'm an entertainer. Now, I'm with Shirley now. Do you tell jokes or do you sing? Or is it a combination? Or is it when you start singing, it's a damn joke?
Crazy.
My so-called friends told me I'm not as good as I think I am. And when they come to my shows, it's just for a good laugh. They told me that they've been laughing at me and not with me for the longest. So you might be telling jokes or trying to do something. But they didn't have the heart to tell me. Can you imagine how I felt? Uh-uh. No, I can't. No, let me tell you right now, I can't. I can't relate to this story at all. No, I don't know what you're talking about. You come to my show laughing at me. I had your ass hollering and rolling. I make people get up and run to the back of the room and come back and try to sit down. Mm-hmm. I make people balled up in a knot. I have people face hurting, spitting drinks out. Ain't that what we do, Tommy Jr.?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now,
sir.
Can you imagine how I felt? No, hell no, we can't. I was down and felt defeated at first, but then I said, screw them. I miss hanging out with my friends. But I know in my soul, here go my favorite line. Mm-hmm. But I know in my soul that I'm bound for greatness. You know, that's probably heaven. That's probably what you're bound for.
Greatness.
Yeah, you brought up soul and bound. Mm-hmm. Your soul is probably bound for heaven. You're probably a real nice lady. So your soul that you think is bound for greatness, you're just going to go to heaven, which is even better than being down here and being a successful entertainer by nature. What should I do? I need support and positive input, not a bunch of haters laughing at me. Okay, cool. Here's some positive input. Shirley told you, whatever you do, don't quit your damn day job. Shirley told you that. I agree with Shirley. What Shirley said, whatever you do, don't quit your job. You said, where do I go from here? Should I stay on track and pursue my passion? You are not on track. You ain't got no track. You got 300 likes on Instagram. Don't base nothing on that. Or listen to my hating friends. I want to leave my job and pursue this full time. Don't you do that. Shirley said, whatever you do, don't you quit your damn job. No. You're going to starve. Let me explain to you what you're going to do.
Oh, my God.
Shh, listen to me. If you quit your job, you're going to have to find a refrigerator box.
What?
Huh? You listening to me? You're going to have to find a refrigerator box. Then you're going to have to find an open space under the bridge.
Oh, Steve.
Then you have to find yourself a grocery cart.
Oh, my God.
You got to have that cart. You got to have that cart now.
Then so in that grocery cart, you're going to have to find your air conditioner to put in it. Then you're going to need to start collecting clothes and put all of them on at the same time.
Don't care what the temperature is.
Mm-hmm. You got to layer.
Layer.
Then you're going to become unrecognizable after a while. And then you're going to be sitting somewhere at the bus stop talking to your dad.
What?
telling them.
No, I'm telling the truth. And then some of your friends gonna be in their car on their way to work and look over there and they not gonna be showish you because all of a sudden your ass is finna look every bit of 69.
Steve.
Yeah, I'm finna tell you what's happening.
She says she learned from you. It's never
too late. She learned
a
damn thing from me. Learn this
dreams.
From me. It's never too late to pursue your dream. Just change your dream. Mm. You're not finna be an entertainer. If you're 49 and you ain't made it yet, first of all, they don't give 50-year-old people record deals.
Yeah, she's a singer, yeah.
See, if you're a singer, they're not gonna give you a record deal because they give you record deals for 3 records. They ain't even no promise you're gonna be here to do the third album. No, hell, I'm just trying to tell you why they don't do it. Now, listen to me. Now, you got this grocery cart next to your bus stop. And you're talking to yourself. And your friends is driving by talking about, damn, you know what? That sure look like her. It can't be. Because it ain't that you done gained weight. It's just you got everything you own. Everything you own, you got it on. Now, listen to me. Stop this. You're not finna be no star.
Wow.
She already is.
No, in your mind.
You think she is, yeah.
Just be a great person. Try to make it to heaven.
Oh, man.
Your reward is in heaven because it ain't down at the Phillips.
We got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts
fill up the Fox.
On today's Strawberry Letter and Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.